Good evening.
In 1973, Led Zeppelin was the biggest band in the world. They had released 5 albums in 5 years, 4 of which went to number 1 in both the United States and their native England. There was absolutely no mistaking their immense power and popularity. They knew they had a unique sound from the very first time they got together in 1968, but they wanted to experience what the fans that came to see them in concert did. So they decided it was time to film a show.
I die when you walk that way,
but your honey drip, I can't keep away.
After touring Europe for the first half of 1973, the band hit the United States in the spring for their first leg, followed by a second in July that would conclude with a 3-night stand at the legendary Madison Square Garden in New York. With cameras in tow, it was at the Garden that they decided to document the Led Zeppelin live experience. Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones.
If you're going to play a live show, especially a live show where there's a lot of improvisation and of the moment material that's going to go on, you really want to play it with an audience that are really going to be reactive, if you like, and champion you on. So it's such a great, still is, a wonderful audience in New York. It's always had a thing of its own, you know. It's a special gig, Madison Square Garden.
Plus it's all the same faces over 3-4 nights as well. I mean, you could recognise the first 20-30 rows kind of, oh. You know, it's like a residency. And it was just really nice, and they really listen, but they really respond as well.
The results of that 3-night New York City engagement on July 27th, 28th, and 29th, 1973 came to fruition in October 1976 with the premiere and release of their first concert film and soundtrack, The Song Remains the Same. Now, 45 years later, on September 7, 2018, Atlantic Swan Song reissued The Song Remains the Same in multiple formats, including the full album's debut and high-resolution 5.1 surround sound on Blu-ray. The Super Deluxe Boxed Set will be the most exquisite and elaborate release in the Led Zeppelin reissue series that started in 2014. It recreates the intricate embossing of the set's original issue and will mark the first time the full-length film and soundtrack have been available in the same package. On the 4-disc, 180-gram vinyl set, Jimmy Page made a change to the track sequence, allowing the epic 29-minute version of Dazed and Confused to be featured in its entirety on one side of vinyl for the first time. For the next hour, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and the late John Bonham will take you back to those heady days of 1973. Here we go, behind the scenes. It's Led Zeppelin's The Song Remains the Same 2018, All Access.
The face is cracked and smiling, all the fears that she's been hiding, and she wonders pretty soon, everybody's gonna do. We're gonna sing.
At New York City's Madison Square Garden, July 1973. That's Led Zeppelin with Celebration Day, as we enjoy and sample the re-release of The Song Remains the Same. That was the second song of their set, following Rock and Roll. Once again, Jimmy Page.
The soundtrack album is really good because, unlike the previous one, which has been sort of deleted, not only does this one sound better, it actually gives the full concert of what we were doing at Madison Square Garden. So some of it's cut down a little bit, you know, because even in the film, some of the numbers are edited, you know. But you can see how we actually approach the set, how we pace the set. That's really quite important. Of course, there is just one little thing that is out of sync with that, is the fact that we've got The Ocean, which of course had to be included, but that was an encore. And so we've actually put that as part of the running set. But the rest of it, the way that we were getting to A Whole Lot of Love out of Heartbreak, all those sort of things that people wouldn't know, I mean, it's really interesting.
Hey, mama, said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. I can't keep away. Got a flaming heart, can't get my fill.
featuring a little bit of Bring It On Home, Led Zeppelin with Black Dog from the new reissue of The Song Remains the Same. In 1973, there were over 80,000 reported robberies in New York City, and Led Zeppelin was one of those victims. Just before they took the stage for their third and final show at Madison Square Garden and the last one on their 1973 tour, they were told that over $200,000, their take from the Garden run, had been stolen from a safe deposit box at the Drake Hotel. Bass player John Paul Jones.
They questioned us all. I had a room full of police, and actually every agency came into my room to question me. I think they all thought, this is our chance to find out, you know, whatever we can find out. I mean, the IRS were in there, the FBI were in there, the local police, and it's like, they were just questioning absolutely everybody. Just
yeah, but now you can tell us all these years later, what did you do with the money?
Well, actually, I bought this really nice house.
Yeah, it was heavy.
It was really very heavy.
It was an inside job, though.
Was it? Were there 15 keys or something they found to the safe deposit boxes?
Yeah. I don't know whether they arrested someone. They knew what happened. It was the guy who was on the night shift. Probably saw Richard Cole, you know, with this money. Some money came out to buy a guitar that night. That's what happened. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that?
No.
Not telling. That's the end of that story. Then I'll keep that one.
TV news footage following the robbery is shown on the DVD Blu-ray reissue of The Song Remains the Same, along with the band's manager, Peter Graham, holding a press conference before the incident.
I'm
Zeppelin, recorded in 1973 at New York City's Madison Square Garden with Misty Mountain Hop.
Well, in the end, we just kept getting out of it and forgot about the music.
That's next, when Led Zeppelin's The Song Remains the Same 2018 All Access returns.
A percussionist. On drums, John Bonham, Moby Dick!
Hi, this is Jimmy Page.
And John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin.
Have a seat as we take the stage at Madison Square Garden in New York as we revisit The Song Remains the Same.
Despite it being one of the largest arenas in the world with the capacity for quite a large stage, Led Zeppelin performed on a relatively small one when they pulled into Madison Square Garden in 1973, as Jimmy Page explains.
Well, I can tell you quite simply, I think the stage was as big as we needed at that point of time.
John Paul Jones.
Well, I tended to be very focused on stage. I tended not to move about too much. Jimmy and Robert, much more so. We're all basically trying to stay as near to the drums as possible. Because that's the sort of the engine room.
Yeah.
And so a really large stage was kind of unnecessary.
Robert Plant.
The element of risk was the great thing about it. Certain areas within the set, we knew that there was going to be excitement factor, where we're going to try and do something that, or go somewhere which we hadn't planned and see if we could get out of it. Well, in the end, we just kept getting out of it and forgot about the music.
John Bonham.
They're coming to listen to what you're playing and not just to look at you and see what you are. I mean, I remember when I was, let's go back a few years, when I first went to see the Beatles, it was to look at them, you know. It wasn't, you didn't really bother what you were listening to. And today, well, it's not what you are, it's what you're playing.
Yeah. One night, I believe I told you this before, but one night I was laying down. Say low. Oh, oh, oh. So many roads. Oh, I hear them say, Lord, I hear them say. Little boys reach the age of 24, and I don't believe he's a baby anymore. We got to let that boy. way down inside. You
Led Zeppelin with Whole Lotta Love and Heartbreaker, both captured live at Madison Square Garden and found on the new Swan Song Atlantic Records reissued soundtrack of The Song Remains the Same. We'll hear the latest news on the band when Led Zeppelin The Song Remains the Same 2018 All Access continues. Be right back.
Jimmy Page's electric guitar.
Welcome back to the last part of our exclusive look at the reissue of Led Zeppelin's 1976 concert album and movie, The Song Remains the Same. I'm Dan Neer. In addition to this final release of the four-year reissue campaign of the entire Led Zeppelin catalog, the band's been working on a book, Led Zeppelin by Led Zeppelin. Due on October 2nd of 2018, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and John Paul Jones have collaborated to publish the first illustrated book celebrating 50 years since Led Zeppelin formed. It is the first and only official illustrated book ever to be produced with the full collaboration of the members of the band. This definitive 400-page volume charts the group's unparalleled musical career from their very first performance in a tiny club to their performance at London's O2 Arena when 20 million fans broke the world record for highest demand for tickets for a single concert in 2007. The book features over 300 photographs, many seen here for the first time, of Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham from photographers around the world, and photographs from the band members' personal collections. Here's Jimmy Page from late in 2017 on how he sees the band's legacy.
When I formed Led Zeppelin, I formed it with the idea and the ethos that it was going to change music. That's what I wanted to do, and it clearly did. It brought to the forefront these master craftsmen that were involved in that band. The interesting part of it all is that here I am now, I was 24 when I formed that band. I'm 73 now, and the lifetime achievement of it is the fact that even from the time that first album came out, even though I'd been a studio musician and played on countless records and albums, the amount of people that I've met throughout my life since from the age of 24 that said that Led Zeppelin music has meant so much to their lives. That's a wonderful thing, a remarkable thing, to know that you've made a difference in people's lives. But not only that, in parallel with that is the young musicians who have been impressed by the production techniques, by the guitar playing and the various styles of guitar playing, by the songwriting, and they've been inspired to be musicians themselves. And that's a wonderful legacy to have, to know that you've been able to do something which has made a change, something which was your hobby, something which was your passion, something which you believed in all the way through, and you wouldn't deviate from it. The thing that you believed that you had to do was keep making an improvement on your own personal performance.
Singing in the sunshine, laughing in the rain, rocking in the moonshine, rolling in the grave. Gotta go down the back of my mind, my foot's outside the door. I got a date, I can't be late for the hell I ever spoke.
From Led Zeppelin's new reissue of The Song Remains the Same, Jimmy Page.
With Led Zeppelin music, each of us individually can listen to it, and we can listen to it on so many levels. There's a level of the fact, okay, the participation and memories that will flood back, or the times that things were done in the studios, but you can hear it on so many levels of what everyone's participation is within those tracks and how it gels. There's just so much to hear. That's why it's held up through the years, for us too.
John Paul Jones.
you had to concentrate on those gigs. You really couldn't mess around too much, you know, because the focus was very intense. And you've got to pay attention like all the time, because things would move here and they move there and they take it. Even songs that were played more or less the same way every night, like Immigrant Song. But still there were nuances that would change, and that's what made the music interesting for us.
Originally released on Houses of the Holy, that was the song Remains the Same, which gave title to Led Zeppelin's first live album and concert film. For a final word, here's Robert Plant.
How do I see Led Zeppelin today? I see it as a period of my life that was absolutely captivating. The excitement, a time of great romance, of me coming of age as a guy and as an adult, coming from a kind of bolshy adolescence into a very tough, cohesive, at least initially, into a strong combination of guys, which really took me to places I never even imagined. It drew so much potential out of me that I didn't know I had. Because in all the work prior to that, I'd always been way ahead of everybody else. And in Zeppelin, I was just part of it. You know, I could never control it or contain it. And that was the great thing about it. That's why it was so satisfying when it was what it was.
As of September 7th, 2018, Atlantic Swan Song reissued Led Zeppelin The Song Remains the Same in multiple formats, including the full album's debut in high-resolution 5.1 surround sound on Blu-ray. The Super Deluxe box set recreates the intricate embossing of the set's original issue and is the first time the full-length film and soundtrack have been available in the same package. On the four-album set, Jimmy Page allowed the epic 29-minute version of Dazed and Confused to be featured in its entirety on one side of vinyl for the first time. Led Zeppelin's The Song Remains the Same 2018 All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Swan Song Atlantic Records. Copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved, no portion may be used without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Jason Elzey of Rhino Entertainment and to Rich Mahan of Rich Mahan Promotions. I'm Dan Meir. Thanks for listening.
New York, good night.